You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Shantoya Williamson, pregnant with her second child, takes her two-year-old along to run errands, but tempers fly when she spots her children's father driving with another pregnant woman as passenger. The couple argues, then Williamson pulls a gun and shoots the woman still sitting in the car and drives off. Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy, the woman who is pregnant by the same man Williamson is, gets hit in the leg and drives herself to the hospital, where she's treated for the gunshot wound. Williamson's toddler witnesses the shooting, and Macomb County Prosecutor Pete Lucido calls the behavior, quote, outrageous and dangerous to the point of death.
Michigan cops catch up with Williamson at the father's home, where they see Williamson slap the man. Williamson, 26, now charged with assault with intent to murder and child abuse. Texas cops respond to reports of a suspicious person at a gas station and discover Zachary Walker driving a stolen vehicle. Walker takes off from the gas station. Cops chase him down I-35. Spike strips pop two tires on the stolen car. Walker finally pulls over.
Lacey, Lakeview, and Italian PD worked together to stop Walker and additionally thanked employees at the Road Ranger gas station for the suspicious activity report that led to Walker's arrest. Walker pulled over in a truck stop parking lot once the tires popped and did not resist arrest.
Walker now charged with possession of a stolen vehicle and evading cops. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Police in Northern Ireland say they're looking into an unverified statement by an Irish Republican Army splinter group claiming responsibility for the shooting of a senior police officer. A statement purportedly from the dissident group known as the New IRA appeared on a wall in Londonderry late Sunday, claiming it was responsible for the February 22nd attack on Detective Chief Inspector John Caldwell. Two masked men shot Caldwell in front of his young son after the off-duty officer coached a children's soccer team in Oma, about 60 miles west of Belfast. Caldwell remained in critical condition in the hospital. Assistant Chief Constable Mark McEwen says police were aware of the claim of responsibility and was, quote, reviewing its contents as part of the overall investigation. Police said last week they were treating the attempted murder of Caldwell as terrorism-related and that the New IRA was its primary line of inquiry. One person was killed and four others wounded in a shooting Sunday at a Memphis intersection. Police were summoned to a hospital where the five injured people were taken in a personal vehicle after shooting erupted in the city's Westwood neighborhood around 5 a.m. One person died at Methodist South Hospital. Two of the four others wounded were taken to another hospital to be treated. Our friends at the Commercial Appeal newspaper report that the Memphis Police Department didn't immediately identify any suspects or release any additional information about the shooting. A former neighbor has been sentenced to decades in prison in the slayings of an Ohio couple during an attempted robbery at the victim's home. A Franklin County judge sentenced 43-year-old Kelly Dale Vokas to 37 years to life in the deaths of 77-year-old John Blank and 75-year-old Susan Castore in October 2020. Vokas pleaded guilty in December to murder, involuntary manslaughter, and aggravated burglary in an agreement with county prosecutors who withdrew other charges, including two counts of aggravated murder. The sentence imposed by Judge Michael Holbrook was the maximum possible on the charges. A sheriff's deputy testified at the sentencing hearing said authorities called to the Prairie Township home after a 911 hang-up call saw the defendant shoving items in her purse and then trying to flee out the back door. In her purse, they found the victim's ID cards, a checkbook, and a bag of coins. A Romanian court has upheld a third 30-day detention for the divisive influencer and former professional kickboxer Andrew Tate, who's held on suspicion of organized crime and human trafficking. Tate lost his appeal against a judge's February 21st decision to extend his arrest a third time for 30 days. 36-year-old Tate, a British U.S. citizen known for misogynistic views who has 5.2 million Twitter followers, arrived at the Bucharest Court of Appeal handcuffed to his brother Tristan, who is held in the same case. Prosecutors also won an appeal against a court's decision last week to place two women held in the case under house arrest instead of in full detention. None of the four had yet been formally charged. It's the third separate appeal the brothers have lost against decisions to extend their detention while investigations continue. All four will now remain in jail until at least March 29th.
A Florida man buys a key lime pie for his mom's birthday and tells his roommate, David Powelson, it's off limits. Days later, Powelson caves in and eats the whole pie. When the roommate discovers the empty pie plate, the two men argue and Powelson decides to cool him off, dumping a glass of water on the roommate, who calls, of course, the police. Powelson now charged with battery. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.